with SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden will soon take executive action, cracking down on the number of migrants seeking asylum at the southern border. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is preparing to sign off on an executive order that would shut down entries to the U.S.-Mexico border once the number of daily encounters hits 2,500. The impact could be immediate, since daily figures of migrants seeking asylum are already higher than that level. Mayors from border cities have been invited to the White House for an unveiling of the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The signing ceremony takes place next hour. Also at SRNnews.com, in Wilmington, Delaware, opening statements have begun in the federal case against President Biden's son. Hunter Biden has been charged with three felonies stemming from a 2018 firearm purchase when he was, according to his memoir, in the throes of a crack addiction. Donald Trump's name will appear on the ballot for the first time since his historic conviction on felony crimes, as a handful of states hold the last Republican presidential primary contest of 2024.
The former president on the ballot in contests in Montana, New Jersey, and New Mexico. President Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, will compete in Democratic primaries in the same states, plus the primary in Washington, D.C., and one in South Dakota. Republicans in D.C. already held a party primary run in March, and in South Dakota, the GOP presidential primary was canceled because Trump was uncontested. Voters will also cast ballots in primary races for federal, state, and local offices in those states. I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks are lower. The Dow is down 32 points. The Nasdaq off 43 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham doesn't like the verdict in the Trump trial.
Reacting to the conviction of the former president in a New York City courtroom, the popular evangelist is urging Americans to pray for their country. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "What we saw today has never happened before, and I think for the majority of people, it raises questions about whether our legal system can be trusted. Our country is at a crossroads. Pray that we will be one nation under God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says, a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel LGBT staff or children because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on the religious convictions of the prospective staffer. This is SRN News. The U.S. is urging the United Nations Security Council to support the ceasefire plan in Gaza.
Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the U.S. had circulated a draft resolution to the 14 other council members to back the proposal for ending the conflict. The brief draft resolution, obtained by the AP, would welcome the May 31 deal announced by Biden and call on Hamas to accept it fully and implement its terms without delay and without condition. Hamas says it views the proposal positively. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has met with Cambodian officials to discuss a possible resumption of joint military exercises. This would include a resumption of military training exchanges, demining training, and Cambodian participation in U.S. military education programs. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.